Chemical interlinking, from elastomers to rubbery solids. Vulcanization. The molecular behavior outlined above is sufficient to give polymers the properties of extensibility and elasticity, but in many cases the properties of elastomers must be modified in order to turn them into useful rubbery materials. The necessity for such modification was first demonstrated by natural rubber when it began to be produced commercially in the 18th century. Rubber was soon found to have two serious disadvantages. It becomes soft and sticky when warm, because it is really a viscous liquid, and it becomes hard when cold, because it crystallizes slowly below about 5 degrees Celsius, 40 degrees Fahrenheit. These disadvantages were overcome in 1839 by the discovery of vulcanization by the American inventor Charles Goodyear. Goodyear found that a mixture of rubber with some white lead and about 8% by weight of sulfur was transformed on heating to an elastic solid that remained elastic and resilient at high temperatures and yet stayed soft at low temperatures.